soul to soul, spirit to spirit, oneness. Now we have read, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But what if we were to receive it in consciousness like this? Seek ye first the realm of your own soul, for all these things are included in that realm. Would that help? Well, where do we seek for our own soul? How do we know when we've found that realm of soul? We start these talks many times with soul to soul. But what is the soul? Do you know your own soul? Wasn't it Christ Jesus that said, if you have all these other things, but lose your own soul, they're valueless? What is the realm of soul? What does it feel like? How big is it? Where is it located? Is it something you can enter into willingly? We understand that if we seek that realm of the soul, everything we have ever desired is included. Above this mortal concept of body and mind is the realm of the soul. Your soul. In the beginning, the Word of God was manifest as invisible flesh. That invisible flesh is your soul. Your soul is the Word of God made manifest. It is imperative that you locate it. We have been told that God individualized is Christ. I, Christ. I, Christ, is your very own soul. These are one. Therefore, we can say, above this mortal sense of your body, above this mortal sense of your personal mind, there is a realm, a dimension, a kingdom of soul. This soul is the life that God gave you. This soul, this realm, this is your true identity. But you have been identifying with this personal sense of body, with this personal sense of mind. You have been turning within, or praying up to the sky, trying to make a contact with some higher power that could fix your body, or your mind, or your material world. And all the time, your soul is infinite, an infinite realm where all good and perfect gifts of the Father are included. They are included. Son, soul, all that I have is thine. All that the Father has is included in your soul. Can a human body find the soul? No, that is the purpose of the exercise, searching yourself from foot to head, in order to find out if you can find that I, that soul. And it's nowhere located in a material concept of form. So let us go into the human mind. Can you find the soul there? Is any thought that the human mind thinks, is the soul included? Can you think your way into the realm of the soul? If you've spent any time at all in prayer and meditation, you know all your thinking statements of truth, all your pondering has not brought you into the realm of soul. At best, it calmed your mind and relaxed your body. But for many of us, that's as far as we got. The realm of soul still seemed somehow unattainable. We have been told that the letter kills, the spirit giveth life. The Spirit is the presence of the Father. That presence of the loving Father which giveth life, and life eternal, is dwelling in the realm of your soul. You must come up higher into the realm of your soul to feel the inflow of the Spirit. When your soul feels the inflow of the Father, of the Spirit, the oneness of soul and spirit reveals I, Christ, in your midst. There is one path to your soul, to an awareness of soul. It cannot be attained with your mortal body or by your mortal body. So you must be absent from the body in order to be present with your soul. It cannot be attained with or by your mortal mind. God is known only when the mortal mind is at rest. Therefore, when the mind is at rest, not thinking any statements of truth, your soul is revealed to you. Your soul is experienced. You enter the realm of the soul. You have heard, I am the door. This is your soul speaking. The soul of you is the door to the kingdom. Therefore, in your meditation, relax the body, the mortal concept of body. Be absent from that. In your meditation, let the mind rest. Let it rest. And take no thought. In the stillness, the soul, your soul, announces itself. It steals upon you. It flows through you. You feel your own soul. This feeling, this awareness of your soul, of the presence of your soul, the awareness of your soul is the Christ of you. As you rest in the realm of your soul, which is where stillness is, where the silence is, you feel the Spirit flow into you. And now the two, your soul and the Spirit, are one. That one is I, Christ, the individualization of God. There is no power on earth or in heaven greater than that Christ. Your soul is infinite. It is the Word of God manifest for eternity. No matter what mortal mind images are swirling around, no matter what life they have projected, no matter where that life imagines itself to be over the centuries, no matter who that life imagines itself to be, your soul is eternal. Turn within. Be absent from the body. Take no thought. Enter the realm of your own soul, your eternal soul. Your soul is the image and likeness of God. Your soul is the creation of God, the manifestation of God. Your soul is the kingdom where God dwells. Your soul, in silence, in receptivity, receives the Holy Spirit. And now, I, Christ, your true identity, am here. And I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Your soul is the deep well of being. You may come here as often as you wish, just to rest, just to receive this communion with the Spirit of God. And we are one. And all that the Father has, I have. All that the Father is, I am. You are not any longer trying to add your soul awareness to a body, nor are you any longer trying to understand the soul. You are now above all that, in a new realm, the realm of your own soul. One with the Father Spirit, your soul is infinite, unknowable with the human mind. Your soul is invisible. Yet, when you have obeyed and you are absent from the mortal concept of body, and absent from thought taking, your soul faculty, spiritual discernment, reveals the entire infinite realm, the infinite kingdom of your soul. Here, in the realm of your soul, all the gifts of God are free. You do not have to ask. You do not have to deserve or strive or struggle to attain. Here you rest and watch as they unfold from your own soul to your awareness. Your soul is one with every soul of every living thing. Every spiritual master, every spiritual light, every spiritual guide on any plane of existence is one with your soul. And in the realm of your soul is where you may commune with these great lights. Yes, my oneness with spirit constitutes my oneness with all spiritual being and idea. In the realm of your soul, there are no laws of time and space. Time and space takes place down there in the human mind. Up here in the realm of soul, there is no time or space. Therefore, at that point of contact where soul receives spirit and Christ comes out of the tomb, Christ comes into your awareness, you are free of all space and time. You may commune with any soul that has ever lived, whether here in the so-called visible or here in the so-called invisible. Here you may ask Christ, of Christ Jesus, what did you mean when you said, I will never leave you nor forsake you? And here in the realm of your soul, you will hear the answer, for you are one. The more you spend your living awareness in this realm of your own soul, the more the mortal concept of body and mind is dissolved. Yet you will never be without body or mind. For now, instead of the mind producing mental images of these, you have stepped out of them and are resting in the realm of your soul. And now your own soul will produce its image and likeness. You don't have to ask. Prayer is not asking anyone or anything. You have found the higher form of prayer. Prayer is your entering the realm of your soul and receiving the Holy Spirit. This results in answered prayer. This results in your soul revealing its image and likeness. Your soul will reveal the mind that was in Christ Jesus. Only now it will be the mind that is in you. Your soul will reveal the creation of the Father. That temple not made by hands. Your very own eternal body. You don't have to ask. You don't have to take statements of Scripture and hope that you can trick God into answering, and hope that you can repeat them and somehow bring them to pass with the human mind. No, for you there lies a different path, my friend. You do not have to work that hard. You only need relax. Rest in the realm of your soul and await the bridegroom. He will come. He has been promised to you from the beginning. And in your oneness with the bridegroom, Christ stands revealed. God individualized. Only it is revealed first within, as you feel its presence. Then it is revealed without, as the mind which was in Christ Jesus becomes your mind, and the body, the temple not made with hands, becomes your body. In fact, these have always been yours, for the gifts of God were given before the foundation of the world. All that you are doing is rising out of the mortal belief of body and mortal belief of mind into the kingdom of your own soul. You do not attain your true identity. You receive it as a gift of God, and it unfolds to your awareness. But you cannot have that awareness while dwelling in a mortal body. Nor may you have the awareness while dwelling in the mind. Come up higher, up here, into the realm of your soul, and that awareness is freely given to you. For the Father loveth his creation. You shall find that you and your soul are one. And your soul and my soul are one. And your soul and Christ Jesus' soul are one. Therefore, soul to soul, we are one. You are that soul. That soul is the reality of you. We read in one book, it said, above this mortal sense of universe is the realm of your soul. It is infinite, one with every soul. Yes, it is truth. Seek the realm of your soul and find out that all that the Father has is included. Your soul is supply itself, eternally outpouring, if you will seek it and nothing else. Your soul is the kingdom where the Comforter dwells, an eternal, immortal companion. Your soul is the realm where life is. Your soul is the life, the truth, and the way. Your soul will always, always be embodied. We have been living on a material sense of body, living out from that sense of the world, living as a body, having bodily sensations, trying to appease the body, stop the pain, bring it pleasure, bring it satisfaction, keep it comfortable, provide for its needs. That is the level of personal sense of body. And then we also tried to live out from the level of a personal mind. My knowledge, my education, my best understanding, my reasoning faculty, my powers of deduction, my intelligence, and perhaps we solved problems in school, and now we can figure out the dimensions we need for the house we're working on. We can weigh the pros and cons of certain politicians, come to conclusions. We can make judgments based on the understanding in our years of experience. We can draw conclusions about this world and study it scientifically, tear it down into parts and pieces and particles, subatomic particles. And that's living out from a personal sense of mind. However, we find out that this material sense of body comes to an end. It doesn't function like it once did. Perhaps it develops a handicap, a disease, a deformity, a a problem of one sort or another. And now we are limited to only what we can do with the faculties we have left with this body. It is the same in the realm of the mind, the human mind. We may find as we advance in years that we develop Alzheimer's. Our memory isn't quite what it used to be. We can't remember things that, well, where did I put those keys? And yet we can remember everything that happened in the 60s. We have a mental disease. Perhaps we have amnesia. Perhaps we have delirium tremens if we're drinkers. Perhaps we have a compulsive disorder. And this mind is a hard taskmaster, making us do things repeatedly, repetitive motions or repetitive thoughts. Perhaps it is filled with fear. It understands really that it cannot control everything, and it's sort of whistling in the dark, but there's an underlying fear. This is the kingdom that mind built. And we find that it doesn't last. It comes to an end. What say ye? Let's turn in this mortal concept of body, mortal concept of mind, mortal concept of a material existence. What say ye? Let's just set it aside. Maybe not one in one cataclysmic event, but how about for minutes? How about for several minutes, several times a day? Do you believe what you've been told? That if you will do this, honestly, as completely as you can, for minutes at a time during the day and night, that there's a point of transition where your soul takes over? Or do you believe that that's just for someone special named Joel, or Bill, or Alan, or Herb, or Virginia, or John? Or Jesus? Do you believe there are special ones? Or do you believe God when He says, I am no respecter of persons? Do you really believe that God respects that mortal sense of body and mortal sense of mind? Enough to say, you, come into my kingdom, you must wait. Do you think there's a God that says, you must learn a few more lessons? No, that's an old, old Hebraic concept of God. There is no such God. You have no lessons to learn before you will be granted admission. God is not holding you out of the kingdom. You know the story of the prodigal son. Whose decision was it? It was the son's decision. I want to go home. I don't know if my father will have me. I will ask him if I can be a servant. Yet before he was halfway home, there was the father. What did the father say? You have misbehaved, my son, and therefore you have some lessons to learn. No. No. The soul of Christ did not say that when he told the story. My son, I love you. And the father fell on his neck and kissed him. Did you think you would receive any less? No, the father waits to fall on your neck and kiss you. But he waits in one place only, the realm of your own soul. And so, take the time to rise out of your mortal concept of body, your mortal concept of mind. Come up here into the realm of your soul, where you will be embraced by your loving Father. Oh, my beloved, you have returned. I love you. Here is my entire kingdom. I have saved it for you, as perfect as when I made it. And now it is yours. Take those moments. We are told to take as many as 12 periods a day. For 3 to 4 minutes. Is that not something you can do? Can you not just do that in exchange for your own soul? Is that not what the Master meant when he said, you cling to the world and lose your soul? Can you not do this? You sit down, you close your eyes, wherever you find yourself. Surely you can hide somewhere for 3 to 4 minutes. Even on the job, you can find some place. And so you sit down, and you remind yourself, this is a mortal sense of body. God's not in there. I've searched it from foot to head. There is no soul realm there. So now I am absent from the body. Ah, but here's a mind having thoughts, trying to immediately jump into remembrance of some scripture. Oh, you poor little mind. You're just the letter. I am willing and ready to go beyond that. And so I set aside this mortal concept of mind, and I take no thought. Now, soul, reveal yourself. I am here. I am listening. I am entering the realm of my soul. Father, flood me with thy spirit. I rest. And you take your 30 to 60 seconds and are still. And you may feel the flooding of the Spirit into your soul and the revelation, I, Christ, am in the midst of you. I am you. Or you may feel nothing. It does not matter. you are returning home to your own soul. And the Father knows it. And each time you come here to the well of your soul, you are taking steps toward that halfway point. You will reach that halfway point if you don't falter or give up. And we are promised by our own soul, when you reach the halfway point, the Father will fall on your neck and kiss you. And this is an internal experience that you will have. That is the point of transition where your soul will take over and begin living you. And then all that the Father has will pour forth into expression as your experience. This will take place right here, right now. Yes, seek ye first the realm of your soul, where all of the Father's joy, beauty, harmony, dominion, every good and perfect gift is already included, waiting your return. Soul to soul, spirit to spirit, blessings too many to count. Thank you.